This week is a special week in which we get to celebrate Thanksgiving. It is a wonderful time to be with family and friends, enjoy good food, and reflect on God's goodness to us. Our focus should be on gratitude for what we have, rather than thinking about wanting more. However, there is an exception to this. It's okay to want more if it's the things of God. And today I want to share a story about a man who wrote a hymn about wanting more. And it has been known by many Christians over the years. To learn more, join me for today's episode of All Things Apostolic. The desire to learn and give more was important in the life of an American hymnist and composer named Philip Paul Bliss. He was born in July of 1838 to Isaac and Lydia Doolittle Bliss. Philip was the youngest of three children. The family lived in a log cabin on a homestead in a rural Appalachian Mountain region of northern Pennsylvania. His father was of Welsh descent and a devout Christian who was always singing gospel songs. When Philip was young, he learned to sing with his father and to play on reeds or other simple instruments, which he made himself. From an early age, he loved music. His family was very poor, and opportunities to go to school were limited, but his mother taught him to read from the Bible. When Philip was 10 years old, he was selling vegetables to people in the community to help support his family. He first saw a piano in one of the homes, and Philip wanted to learn more about this fascinating instrument. Barefoot and ragged, he went uninvited through an open door into the parlor. He stood mesmerized until the music stopped, and then he said, "Oh, lady, play some more." He was quickly sent out of the home, but the experience introduced him to a whole new world of music. At the age of 11, Philip left home to work on a farm, carrying all of his clothing done up in a handkerchief. For the next 5 years, he worked on farms and in lumber camps, taking every opportunity for schooling. Finally, at the age of 17, Philip was able to fulfill his desire for more learning and went to school in East Troy, Pennsylvania, where he completed his teaching credential and then started teaching school the winter of 1856. Not forgetting his love of music, the following year he spent the winter receiving his first formal instruction in music at a singing school. He had a wonderful bass voice. In 1859, he married the love of his life, Lucy Young. They lived with Lucy's father in Rome, helping him farm. In the evenings, Philip taught music, which gave him an even greater desire to learn more about music. A pivotal moment came in his life in 1860 when he heard of a Normal Academy of Music, which would be held 125 miles northwest in New York. Some of the most notable musicians of the region would be teaching a six-week training course for music teachers, but it cost the huge sum of $30, and there was no way the young couple could afford the fee. Philip's wife's Grandma Allen saw how heartbroken Philip was and told him that $30 was indeed a good deal of money. Then the dear lady produced an old stocking into which she had been dropping pieces of silver for years. There was more than the amount he needed, and she gave her money so that Philip could realize his dream to learn more about music. Over the next 5 years, Philip became financially successful, saving enough money to purchase a small cottage in Rome and move his parents from their humble backwoods home to live with them. Philip had one successful singing concert tour in Chicago. Shortly after that, he was drafted into the Union Army at the end of the Civil War, where he served for just a few weeks and then was honorably discharged. After sending a manuscript of music he had written to Root and Cady Musical Publishers, he was hired, and he worked there from 1865 to 1873, conducting musical conventions, singing schools, and concerts. He wrote and published several hymns. Some would say that the dreams of a poor 10-year-old boy who wanted more were realized. However, as time went on, Philip Bliss began searching for something even more in his life. In 1869, he became acquainted with evangelist Dwight L. Moody and went to many of his meetings. Philip also became acquainted with Horatio Spafford, and you probably recognize the name. In fact, Philip wrote the music to go with Spafford's lyrics to the hymn that later became famously known as "It Is Well With My Soul." Moody and Spafford both urged Philip to give up his job and become a missionary singer. In 1873, Philip entered into full-time missionary work. After committing himself and all of his gifts to the Lord's service, he wrote one of his greatest hymns called "My Prayer." The hymn became a favorite of Moody, and Philip was often called upon to sing it in their meetings. Unfortunately, Philip and his wife Lucy met a tragic end while on the way to a revival, losing their lives in a railway disaster on December 29, 1876. They caught a train in Buffalo, New York. It was a wild winter night. 3 hours behind its time, the Pacific Express struggled along through the drifts of the blinding storm in Ohio. The 11 cars were a heavy burden to the two engines. The train crept across a trestle bridge at less than 10 miles per hour. When the leading locomotive broke through the drifts beyond the ravine, suddenly the trestle bridge collapsed, sending the train cars plummeting into the ravine below. About 5 minutes after the train fell, fire broke out in the cars piled against each other. Soon every car was on fire, fanned by the icy gale, and the flames burned the ruins as if they had been tinder. After the train fell, Philip succeeded in crawling through a window, hoping he could pull his wife out after him. But she was caught in the ironwork of the seats. He stayed by his wife's side, and they both died in the fire. Thankfully, they had left their two children with his mother, so their children were not on the train, and their lives were spared. With the dawn came the ghastly sight, where around 100 people lost their lives, including Philip Bliss and his wife. They were a relatively young couple, but in their brief lives, they had devoted themselves to spreading the gospel and blessing people through the hymns. Found in Philip's trunk, which somehow survived the crash and fire, was a manuscript bearing the lyrics of the only well-known Bliss gospel song for which he had not written a tune, "I Will Sing of My Redeemer." Soon thereafter, a composer wrote music for it, and it became one of the first songs recorded by Thomas Edison. Shortly before his death, Philip had said this: "Thus the overruling providence has led me by unmistakable evidence to see and recognize his dealing with me all through life's journey. Truly, we have much to be thankful for. My dear wife, my greatest earthly treasure, joins in the opinion that we are and ever have been highly favored of heaven, that we find our greatest enjoyment in each other's society when striving to make each other happy and our highest aim is to be useful to ourselves and to others, and to glorify God that we may enjoy Him forever. Philip and his family had been members of the First Congregational Church of Chicago. Philip's pastor recalled this story about him, saying that Philip came in late one evening and sat at the rear of the church. Seeing him, the pastor called him forward to sing the hymn, "My Prayer." Philip struck the keys on the piano, stooped forward, and reading the words in the latter part of the verse, which talk about wanting more joy in God's service, Philip stopped and said, "I do not think I can sing that as a prayer anymore. It seems to me that I have as much joy in serving the Blessed Master as it is possible for me to bear." From a man who was grateful and blessed in serving his Savior, he had written a hymn about wanting more. It is known as "My Prayer," and also sometimes known as "More Holiness Give Me." And here are the lyrics. "More holiness give me, more strivings within, more patience in suffering, more sorrow for sin, more faith in my Savior, more sense of His care, more joy in His service, more purpose in prayer. More gratitude give me, more trust in the Lord, more pride in His glory, more hope in His word, more tears for His sorrows, more pain at His grief, more meekness in trial, more praise for relief. More purity give me, more strength to overcome, more freedom from earth's stains, more longing for home. More fit for the kingdom, more used would I be, more blessed and holy, more Savior like Thee." This time of year, it's important to be grateful, but it's also okay to want more. And if you'd like to hear a version of Philip Bliss's hymn, stay tuned. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of All Things Apostolic. And until next time, take care and have a blessed Thanksgiving. Purpose in